Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is a long-term friend, William Aruda, who is an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and personal branding pioneer. He's the best-selling author of Digital You and is the co-founder of Career Blast TV, a personal branding video learning program, and a senior contributor to Forbes. William, welcome to the show.
Mitchell, it's great to be here. Nice to see you.
You know, it's so funny because I caught you at the beginning of the interviews, and now we're doing it again. And it is such a pleasure to spend time in the room with you with our 1,456 mutual LinkedIn connections. hey, I would love for the audience to get to know you better through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
My CPOP is leaders who are struggling to help their people deliver their best every single day.
You know, there were so many people, William, who do that. And then all of a sudden this COVID thing happened. And the rules of how we interact as humans overall, and certainly how we interact in the workforce, because we're not physically, everything has changed. And it is for those people who can't transition and do something different, which of course you're not one of those. It was impossible for those people, even training others to do that. I'd love to hear more. What do you do?
So I used to do a lot of keynotes. I still do mostly training and learning experiences and tools to help people figure out who they are, right? Personal branding is my thing. So who are you? What makes you great? And how do you integrate your real true human self into what you do every day, both for your career and to help a whole team advance?
I love it. And you have a number of different vehicles. So it was the speaking, and what are the other things you do?
Oh, goodness. So a lot of what I'm doing now is building learning experiences that often connect some online video learning with bringing people together at milestones so they can connect with each other to move forward. I have a 360 reach survey that's been used by 2 million people around the globe, all kinds of things really to help people figure out who they are. A lot of it's self-awareness and then giving themselves permission to be that every day.
Gotcha. And would you mind sharing with the audience how you have credibility to do what you do?
Yeah, well, I have to say in the field of personal branding, I am the person who's been in the field longer than anyone else. I was there before it was a field, in fact, and before anyone was spending any money on personal branding. And the great news is I developed a methodology that is now being used pretty much everywhere across the globe. We have more than 1,000 coaches using it with their clients every day. So it's pretty much the most pervasive methodology for helping people uncover, express, and build their brands.
And how many, so over 1,000 coaches, how many companies, how many people do you feel like you've touched in your lifetime?
At this point, it's millions. Just 360 Reach, the personal brand assessment that we have, that's been used by 1.86 million people, I was told, the other day. And then we have all these other products that people are using. So some of it's directly through me and others through people who have learned my methodology and are using it. And that's great because the it's becoming really pervasive, right? As each person builds their brand, they can ignite another. And it's really, it just spreads.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, you know, I have a lot of outlets. You know, I have my Forbes column, almost 500 articles, my YouTube channel with lots of videos that I share. I have 3 books that I've written on personal branding. But most importantly, it's a lot of discussions with individuals, with groups, whether it's doing a keynote or talking one-on-one as we do, as a way of getting my message across. And I have this this technique of measuring what I'm sharing with the market. I think there's so much noise in the marketplace today. Before I put anything out there, whether it's a video or an article or anything I'm sharing with the world, I ask myself, will this be valuable to my target audience? And only if the answer is a resounding yes, do I put it out in the marketplace and then hope that other people, they receive it, they internalize it, and they do something valuable with it.
And actually, in the green room, you were telling me your story of somebody you bumped into at the airport.
Yeah, you know, this is the, I think we were talking about, you know, how do you know the impact that you're creating? And I don't have, I wish I could say we've done a survey of the 8 million people who've heard about what we're doing in personal branding. Not the case. However, I get so much anecdotal feedback. And once I was in a BA lounge in London waiting for my flight, probably having a glass of wine, and this woman came running up to me and she said, William, you're William Aruda, and I saw you speak, and I want you to know, I attended that speech. I was working in the world of finance, and because of what you said, I took a huge risk and did what I really wanted to do in life, which is marketing, and now I'm in marketing, and I love it. And it's those little, that's fuel enough for me for 6 months, right, where you see that happens. So you might talk in front of a crowd of 500 people, and you just have to know that some of these people are going to take the message and do something with it. And hopefully it's going to have a great impact on people's lives.
Mm. That is so beautiful. We all wish we could say that and have those sort of things. And it's always so beautiful when it happens. Listen, if you're listening or you're watching us and you're a leader whose goal is to bring out the best of others, and you're looking for a place to learn and grow, William Aruda is one of the best in the world. William, how best can people reach out to you?
Well, first of all, that's incredibly nice of you to say. And williamaruda.com or careerblast.tv, or they could join you and me in our 1,456 connections and just connect with me on LinkedIn, because that's where I share a lot of my thought leadership.
That's beautiful. William, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Oh, thanks, Mitchell. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Ditto, right back at you. And listen, if you made it to this part of the interview, you know what you need to do now. A click on the like button, share with your friends, get William's message out there far and wide, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.